I might buy a can of mushrooms when I want to pick something with them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what they call a mushroom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, if a person had like a real sore throat and inside of his throat,
mm-hmm.
you know, was real sore, and he, you might say now, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow it.
Mm-hmm. Now, in addition to cigarettes, what are those things that men smoke a lot of times?
Cigars.
And
you never been to where you want to smoke cigarettes, have you?
Oh, sure. Yeah, everybody
that's
does.
My company.
Everybody does nowadays, I guess. Lots of people do. Although I've seen one woman smoke a cigar one time.
Oh, the woman died here out of the home. She couldn't rest unless she had a cigar in her
mouth. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You did.
Oh, well, they're talking about, like, if somebody had, like, a real bad traffic accident, just a terrible traffic accident, and somebody might say, well, there's no need to call the doctor because they're all
broke up,
mm-hmm.
torn up.
Yeah. And now, if they've lost their lives, you say, well, it's too late,
they're dead.
And now talking about, you know, now I want to ask you, how long have you been living in this town?
I've been here 50-something, I've been here for, ever since 22.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was where you and your husband kind of settled then.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. This house. Did he build this house?
This, he bought this lot,
mm-hmm.
and we lived downtown. He worked for the ice company,
mm-hmm.
and he leased this lot to a man. He wanted to build a little store out of here,
mm-hmm.
and he did, put a little shack up, a little two-room shack here, and so
mm-hmm.
he didn't have any success.
Mm-hmm.
We gave him $50 for the little shack and added more to it,
mm-hmm.
and been here ever since.
Mm-hmm. $50
and needs a lot of work done to it now, but I'm not able. I'm gonna stay in it if it falls down.
Well, it looks like it's pretty good. It doesn't look too bad.
It needs rewinding, it needs some work done underneath and painting and
mm-hmm.
everything. But I'm thankful to have it because it won't make enough when we're working.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, this next part is about, well, different kinds of animals, birds,
mm-hmm.
and animals of different kinds. Do you know what they would call that bird that it would make a hooting noise at night?
Old owl.
Yeah.
Owl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see a little owl that would like get in the barn, get in people's
chickens and things?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen that. They call the little owl the hawks.
Oh, and then they have hawks
mm-hmm.
too that would get the
chickens.
Have you ever heard of a screech owl?
Mm-hmm. That's the only says is when you hear one of them holler, somebody's gonna die.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. They holler at night, they'd have eaten around.
And they call those
death owls.
Death owls?
Mm-hmm. When they hear one of them screeching owls, they say, oh, somebody's gonna die. You won't have to hear somebody dying. They go, you have a chill when they go to screeching and going on.
Oh, gosh. I didn't know that. What about that kind of bird that's got a red head and it drills holes in trees?
Peckerwood.
And what about this animal, this little animal and it's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells real bad?
Black.
Uh-huh. It's got, you know what it is, it smells awful. It's got a white stripe down its back.
That's one of my woodpeckers, chuckers, peckerwood,
yeah.
I think.
And there's a bird like that. Now this type, now I'm talking about a little bitty animal that's got